Here we are at the National Biodiesel Conference, the last day of the event. And with me is Kenlyn Johannes, who is the original executive director of the National Biodiesel Board. And we're going to talk to him a little bit about how this industry really got started.
Well, I was the first executive director of the National Soy Diesel Development Board, which was the board right before the National Biodiesel Board. I was involved in the starting of it. I was the staff. I have to give some credit to the farmers, you know, who were involved with the industry. Basically, from Missouri, Illinois, Iowa, and South Dakota. These were the states that really stepped up to the plate and realized that there could have been some opportunity here for biodiesel in the United States. Missouri, the project started in Missouri, but it was just too big for us. We knew when I was a Missouri executive that it wouldn't be a project just for Missouri, and so we went out in search of a plan is what we did.
Now, what year was that?
This was in, I first read an article in 1990 that was published at Missouri University in Columbia. And then I went back to them, and they were promoting rapeseed or canola, such as was grown in Europe, as a new crop and then to raise it for biodiesel. We had a big oversupply of soybean oil. We had prices were low at the time in the early 90s. And so I said, well, why don't we use soybean oil? What's the issue here? Can't we make this product, I don't even think we called it biodiesel, you know, out of soybean oil? So we started a project in Missouri. One pickup running on what is now called B100. It wasn't called then either. And it really kind of built from there with a few other demonstration projects and then built into a national program.
Well, here now, 18 years later, did you envision what the biodiesel industry has become?
Well, you know, you think you're a visionary, I guess, maybe after it happens. There was no crystal ball. We just made decisions based on the best information we had at the time. We plotted out a chart that said, start a trade association when there's no industry. I don't know if that's ever been done before. In other words, the biodiesel board as a trade association was created before there was an industry. That's pretty unique. So that was what was charted out for us. But it also charted a research and market development plan that's still followed today. You've got to base it on sound research. That's what we did back then, too.
And Kenlyn, what are you doing these days?
Well, I'm the executive director of the Kansas Soybean Association and Kansas Soybean Commission. Worked there for at least 8 years now and just love it in Kansas. I've got a couple great boards of directors, and now I can come back in and promote biodiesel in the state of Kansas and get involved nationally once in a while.
Well, Kenlyn, it's been a pleasure. It's always a pleasure to see you again, and it's amazing to see what was started 18 years ago to go to where it is today, and the industry just keeps growing. So thank you very much for your leadership in the industry.